it's paid dividends. You have those same problems here. We had a homeless person. John can tell you a story about somebody. Every day I'd live on Layton Avenue. I'm driving down Layton Avenue. There's always a car by the parkway. Turns out somebody's been living in that car for a couple of years. We had a case manager, got that person taken care of. And why is that important? Because we're like do-gooders and we, you know, this is, you know, it's a wonderful life. No, because every time a police officer or a firefighter responds, it's cost. It's a call. We have overhead with regard to battalion chiefs and training and EMS training. Why do we do that? Is it because we want to spend another $141,000? No. Because there's a good return on investment for us. If everything's done the same way, if we do our risk analysis, right? We train people so they don't get hurt. We train people to provide good benefit to our constituents, which is the most important thing to me. That's a good thing. I'm all in favor of this consolidation stuff. I'm a little worried with this report. One of the communities didn't even contribute to it. And the other community, do you guys know if you have a, and I'm not, this isn't, I wish you could show, if you on Highway 100, right, and you happen to be on the wrong side of a line, and something happens, that may not be good for you, despite the placement of these stations looking very kind of uniformly dotted down the map. That's not a good thing. We currently don't use closest available unit. Somebody has a heart attack and say Hales Corners, it's kind of like, well, we call Franklin, or we'll call Greendale first. If they're not available, then we'll call Franklin. And then Franklin might say, well, our two northernmost units are out, so we'll use the one in the south. That's not the way to save people's lives. Ultimately, at the end of the day, my only job as mayor, and I know it's your job, and I know it's all of your job, is to make your city a better place. To make this, and everything flows backwards from that. Somebody has a heart attack in Greenfield, somebody has a heart attack in Hales Corners or Greendale or Franklin. We want to make sure that they're safe and they're saved, that they have the best opportunity to be saved. And it is challenging with dollars because we have taxpayers and we report to people. But I can tell you this, nobody in your community who suffers a heart attack is going to be complaining about the extra $30 that it costs when somebody like him, so nicely dressed, is saving their life. That's where I'm coming from. I appreciate Alderperson Mayor's comments. Zone D should have been, there have been studies going on since 1970 between our communities. Every 10 years, 15 years. At 30,000 feet, I talk to my constituents, they can't figure out why we're not doing it already. That's what I would say. And thank you very much for letting me talk. I know I over.
Thanks for being here.
Mayor, can I just add one more
Absolutely.
Comment to that?
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you. Between the number of calls that Chief Remington and Chief Cohn and firefighters in the back, and I've been on there, I have no idea how many calls it is, but when you're there to save somebody's life or put out their fire, nobody cares. And this is kind of a cliche because it goes through the fire service, but nobody cares what the name of the city is that's on the side of the fire engine or the ambulance. They just care that they're getting high quality service. And a good consolidation done right can be good. Consolidation done improperly isn't necessarily good. So whatever we need to do, we need to move forward in a good fashion, and I think it's time to do that.
Alderman Barber still has the floor.
Oh,
and then
sorry.
Alderman Nelson.
I'm in favor of this moving forward. Thank you, Rob, for your work in the policy committee to present this to us tonight. My concern is, and I don't have the expertise that some of the people in this room have, obviously, it's your lives, and you would know more than I would, but I'm in favor of it from a service delivery perspective. Whatever gives us better service, I think we need to move forward with whatever combinations that would mean in the future, whatever consolidations that means. My future and the future of Franklin is service delivery, and that's where I am on the whole issue. Dan's mentioned it, Mayor's mentioned it, Rob's mentioned it, but I think that's the screen that is going to filter any decision that I make.
I think the benefit of this is that you would be getting the closest resource available, and it's trained to the highest level possible. And what Alderman Mayor said about the citizens not caring who's showing up, whose name is on the side of the ambulance or the side of the truck, that goes for our guys as well. if they're getting the help they need as quick as they can, that's all they care about. And I do firmly believe this is a service improvement. I think the last time it didn't get much traction is because it was focused more on the cost improvement, and that wasn't enough to make people take that leap.
Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Hankin, thank you for coming tonight. The last time we spoke was 2012, I believe, when you presented, and I was VP of the Fire and Police Commission. And that's when we had our pretty good heated discussion, but it was pretty, I appreciated your work and your effort and your viewpoint. What I thought in 2012 is what I think today. I am 100% focused on what is going to give the best service to the citizens of the city of Franklin. May sound cold, may sound coarse, but that is what our concerns are to protect this area. And I understand through mutual aid and things happen where they're called here and called there to do what they want, but there were three huge components back in 2012 that we identified that we had the best of. We were fully staffed, we had the newest equipment, and we were the highest trained. So then you had to look at what did we have to benefit by doing this, okay? I understand how things change with some costs, and right now what our budget is, 81% of our budget's gonna be for employees. So I understand that that carries on. However, again, looking at what's gonna serve our citizens the best, and I have no problem supporting what the chiefs, specifically our chief, if that's the strict viewpoint of how it's going to benefit our community, and I understand the community's approach, but what we want to make sure is how are we going to improve what we already have? Is that possible? Are we at risk of decreasing the service to our taxpaying citizens that deserve and expect the best service? And that's what my 100% concern is when we need somebody and our citizens need somebody that we have the most, we have the shortest response time to get there, we get the highest trained person coming through the door.
I could just say
Thank you.
One of the things that Rob pointed
Grab
out
the
on
mic,
the slide,
Mike.
I'm sorry. One of the things Rob pointed out on the slide is in order to do the things that you want to do, it'll cost you over $1 million. Right?
Close.
So you can remain as a city, you can remain completely independent and you can spend $1 million plus or minus whatever that number is, and Rob with his, you know, adding machine can figure that stuff out.
I thought it was an abacus.
And he's very proficient on an abacus. And you can do that. And you can retain your autonomy, and you can say that's the Franklin Fire Department. I got to say, Adam really looks good today, and I'm just so impressed with that because I've never seen him dressed as well a couple times, but not like, look at that patch. Or you can spend $403,000 or $414,000. It's going to cost you some money because you're one of the fastest growing communities in the state. We're not a fast growing community. We're redeveloping and we're trying to do whatever we can. And while our calls for service are increasing, they'll probably at some point in the future, there's baby boomers, there's all the demographic stuff in the world that's happening. The same thing with Hales Corners. Hales Corners, however, probably needs more than $1 million to be the same size as St. Francis, which is, I think, an equivalent full-time fire department if you really wanted one. It's about $1.7 million to do that, $1.9 million. Something like
that. I'm not St. Francis, just to be
right,
clear.
Well, you're close over there. But just, or they could spend $403,000. It's going to cost them about $1 million to catch up, right? And they can remain completely autonomous. Greendale can continue up until we passed our referendum. Greendale and Greenfield spent the same amount on a per capita basis. You were slightly behind us, and Hales Corners was very far away. I mean, Hales Corners and Greendale have to, I think, in fairness, I understand the need for, you know, we're a village, we're a place, we're a community, it's important. Franklin feels the same way, and so does Greenfield. So does West Dallas, so does Cudahy, so does St. Francis. But at some point, we have to kind of get past that, and we have to say that there's a certain amount of scale that's required to make sure that we provide better service than we do now, which is what we're trying to do. We're not just trying to hold. We're trying to provide better service in a cost-effective manner. And that requires working together. It really does. We don't have to. You don't have to. We can go another 10 years, and we can, the next mayor, if you're still around, you know, you can. We can call up Rob, who'll probably be maybe retired, hopefully. I don't know. I mean, these chiefs aren't going to be around for more than 3, 4, 5 years, and there'll be a new chief. And then he'll be confronted with the problems, right? And we'll be back here talking again, or somebody else will be.
Well, Mayor, one of the things you brought up is service, and that's what
it's
we're looking
critical.
For. But looking at one of those few slides, one of the first ones that Mr. Hankin had was the calls on the exact number. I believe you had 1,600 more calls in 2018 than we did. And
we did, but we paid more, too.
And it's a lot, right, but it's a lot more calls than we've got. We're really, if you look at it, we're the only community that has this much developable space available. We're going to be growing. We're going to be moving, and that direction is going to cause for expansion. I'm one of the big proponents or a proponent to fully staff our own fire department for our projected and planned growth. And that's kind of how we want to keep going and not risk our service to our citizens and those moving into our community and building and developing in our community based on, hey, look at these great response times and highest train. So that's, you know, yeah, just so we're on the same page.
One could argue that you're placing your constituents at a risk now because you're not fully funding the department at a level that it needs to be, which it could be through a consolidated model for about $400,000, saving $600,000 to $800,000. One could argue that.
I agree.
The other thing that you could argue is that you can certainly do that. You can say, we want to have our own department because that's the way it is. It's going to cost you much more than working with your neighbors, assuming the other two neighbors want to work with us, which is not necessarily a valid assumption. Just harking back to one story. So Greendale didn't always have paramedics. We actually trained them. And I remember being at a meeting, and there was a trustee in Greendale. And when we were talking about consolidation, this is before they had paramedics. It's like, I live in, you know, the village, and if I have a heart attack, I want, you know, our paramedics to come and save me because they're right there in that fire station. And I remember at that time, they didn't have paramedics in that fire station. It would have been a Franklin paramedic or it would have been a Greenfield paramedic that would have saved that person's life. Sometimes we just need to know, right, that if there's paramedics in all 7 of those stations, it doesn't matter where you are in Zone D, there's a very high likelihood that someone is going to save your life. Right now, that is not the case. Right now, the southern part of your community is underserved, from what I can tell. And it will cost a lot of money to bring that staffing up. Right now, you're helping other communities maybe a lot at a considerable expense, which is hard, right? I mean, it's kind of sometimes hard to justify. What this consolidated model does in any shape or form with is it levels it out for everybody. If you're at a Greenfield Walmart, you're at a Franklin Walmart, you're at the new Festival Foods in Hales Corners, you're at Southridge, something bad happens, whoever walks through that door is going to be competent and capable to save your life. And that cannot be said right now.
And properly equipped.
Finally, I want to say that I've had a chance to talk to your chief. I have the utmost respect for him. Someone said, I think it was Alderperson Mayer, said that if the chiefs could just make a decision, they would do the right thing and it could happen tomorrow. The politics is crazy these days, everywhere. I would hope that this body, and I don't think you do it, you know, we try to keep it at a minimum in Greenfield as well. But please don't make this about politics and parochialism and all those kinds of things. Your constituents deserve the best service they can in the most cost-effective manner that they can. by trained professionals. That's it.
The only one I haven't heard from is Alderman Dendria.
Push button. Well, I totally agree with all the comments that have been made. There are hurdles that exist out there, and this is a solution to problems that we're going to have in the future, significant problems, financial problems. In regards to hiring, this offers us a solution today. I'm not quite sure how the model works going forward because, okay, we hit a plateau and we satisfy that plateau today. What about tomorrow? There are unanswered questions of moving forward, but hopefully the model, as the city of Franklin grows, we can it can expand as a unit, a geographic unit. And so right now, hey, I'm on board. The first day I was elected, I talked to the chief about consolidation, and he actually did his thesis on consolidating. So I was interested because I worked in the North Shore. I knew Chief Borozek up in the North Shore and the consolidation that went through up there. I said, hey, how can they do it and we can't do it down here? It can be done. Why are there communities that don't want to even get into it and make it a larger? If we have to make it a northern and a southern region, south of 94, north of 94, just to be able to manage the people, come on.
Sure.
We should be able to do it. The people have, they're power hungry. And the constituents and the residents out there, they don't care about the power. They care about the service. And it's about time that we get off our high horses and we start looking at solutions to provide that service.
So to bring this to a close, tomorrow night I would hope that someone would make a motion to direct the chief and the mayor to continue with conversations, forwarding opportunities to enhance our services.
Well,
that's what I'd look for. Mayor, thank you, as always.
Thank you for inviting me. Sorry to
thank you. Chief, thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Rob, you did say 15
chief Cone,
minutes.
Chief Cone, please. Come and use the mic, John.
Just to address Alderperson Nelson and our call volume, because I deal with it every day with our firefighters talking about our call volume as compared to other people's call volume. And we do some innovative things to show what that looks like, because 1,600 calls annually is 4 more calls per day over a 24-hour period. And the thing that what a consolidated department offers is that we are one, and we can move those resources around because we all don't hit peak capacity at the same time. So we can dynamically deploy our resources where they're needed. That's what Chief Remington have sort of done, that the mayor alluded to, is when somebody gets busy, we've had this handshake agreement that we'll float a unit towards you. Now, if somebody, our battalion chiefs, are really watching out for the best good of all four communities, they would do that intrinsically, automatically, on every given day, not wait for a cue from Franklin to say, can you move a unit into our area? So this is, I've been saying this, and to Alderperson D'Andrea, I knew Chief Borozek as well.
He was a friend of mine. And Mr.
I can one up you. He promoted me. I've had an unfair advantage or a really fair advantage. I was part of the consolidation of the North Shore Fire Department. I worked there pre-consolidation. I went through consolidation. I was a charter member. I worked on January 1, 1995, the first day of consolidation. I saw what it did to my personal safety because we were one organization with one philosophy and one culture. We worked under one auspice, and that was it. It wasn't all those Greenfield guys are stupid. Oh, look what the Franklin guys are doing. No, we're in this together. We care about one thing. We care about providing the best service to all 7 communities, no longer looking at what community you work for. And I think as was stated, that's what needs to happen. We need to take a more holistic approach. You know, we're at a point in time where everyone's capacity is increasing. How do we solve that? I don't think we can keep up by hiring more people. We need to be able to tap resources and move those around and deploy people where they're absolutely needed at the given time. I don't think we'll ever be able to keep up with people. And when you really look at it, and Rob pointed it out, we probably have enough people. They just have to be redeployed and better utilized. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to work forever, but in the meantime, it's better than happening now. And the irony now is, if we get busy, we're calling somebody else in and depleting the resources to begin with. So we're already doing it, but on a really inefficient basis. So thanks for having the discussion, and look forward to working more together as well.
By the way, Mayor, you'll notice that we have a heavy presence of the press here tonight. We don't have any either, so there you go.
I could put it on our Facebook page if you want.
Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you. I guess if I could just add to what Chief Cohen said about that, we are already at capacity where we don't have another rig to send out on a call, that we're going to have to rely on somebody else. That will be true even if Station 2 is fully staffed with four people. We are going to get to a point where we need to call somebody else in, and to have an organization in place that ensures that they are trained to the same level and equipped to the same level as our current core of people, I think that's where the service improvement comes in.
So right now, Chief, all your firefighters, are they all paramedics?
All
your line staff. All your line staff reporting for calls. If I call right now
all but one that's grandfathered.
Okay.
So to answer where I think you're going with this.
You probably know where I'm going with this.
If we get busy enough that we don't have any other resources to send on a call and we need to request a mutual aid resource, our next closest is Hills Corners. Right now we're going to call that, and we are going to get BLS personnel from Hills Corners. We're probably going to have to call in ALS from some other department further away.
That are paramedic trained?
Yes.
Because Hills Corners is not.
And that's why this, if we could do this as a Zone D and bring them up to that level, then they would be the next closest paramedic resources, and they'd be trained to the level our guys are trained to and equipped the same way and have worked and trained together and are used to seeing each other face-to-face on a call every day. That's that building of teamwork with people that you know, and we see it in the fire service every day because we'll go on calls and we'll see the same guys from the same shift on a different department, and we'll work together like we're on the same
Which
department.
Is great. It's like the ICS models. I get all that, and I understand that. It's not a high horse thing. This is a thing about serving our citizens with the paramedics that are trained that I know we have, that I know are coming up my driveway. That's what I'm
looking
for.
But if we're all out of them, we're all out of them.
Because where are they? I want to make sure that they're in our community as well. I understand there's a sharing thing, but I want to make sure that we are also...
There's plenty of time where we are within our own boundaries and every unit is tied up and we don't have anybody else to send. This will make sure that next unit that gets called in is not only the next closest, but as well prepared and as well equipped as our people.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
You all want to hang around and we'll talk about landfills. Sean, you got to hang around. Okay, good. Well, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is a presentation by Waste Management on Metro landfill operations. We all know that there's been significant Facebook chatter and complaints about odors. And Travis and Lynn and I have had conversations, and Ryan and Joe Spear and Marv Wolf. And by the way, I want to welcome former Mayor Murray. Former Mayor Murray sits as the Franklin representative on the Muskego Landfill Committee. So I asked this group, along with Alderman Nelson, to come and let us know what's going on at the landfill and talk to us a little bit about potential causes and effects of what we've been getting from our constituents and give us the highlights. So, Lynn, why don't you and the team introduce yourselves, please?
Sure.
And then go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Common Council, for having us before you tonight. in my memory, which goes back several decades, I believe this is the first time that we've ever had the opportunity to simply come and bring you an update, find out what questions you might have, and just share with you what information we can about our facility. I'm Lynn Morgan. I'm Manager of Public Affairs for Waste Management of Wisconsin. And with me tonight for Waste Management, I have Travis Thorson, who manages Metro, Ryan Baton, who is our engineer here and at a couple of other sites, and then I believe that's Mr. Spear.
I'm Joe Spear. I'm with JSA Environmental. I'm the principal engineer, and I'm employed by the City of Franklin to audit the operations of the landfill and, to an extent, the way they design and operate.
And Mark Wolf.
I'm Mark Wolf. I'm chairman of Waste Management Monitoring Committee.
So we prepared a brief PowerPoint just to walk you through what some of the recent developments have been at the site, what some of the changes are, and Travis is going to take us through that.
Again, thank you very much for having us. I guess we want to go right into the first slide.
Go to three.
Or the second slide. We're a pretty active facility in the last couple of years. We went through a state approval process to expand the landfill. We were finally able to start placing waste in that expansion on January 10th of this year. There's continuous construction activities that are going on at the site. Probably the biggest ones that we've probably seen is we moved a pipeline alongside the highway this year. We've moved almost 1.5 million yards of dirt this year, between this year and last year. And we're doing a lot of extensive gas work on the facility, along with our capping projects. What else can I tell you right off the bat? Go ahead into the next slide.
Can you ask a question about this one first?
Yeah.
9.6 million cubic yards doesn't mean a lot to me, but 10 to 15 years does. Is that the projected time?
That's projected time frame on the amount of waste that we're taking in at current volumes.
So at current volumes, you've got room to accept waste for 10 to 15
Correct.
Years
yep,
from
we're
now.
about 800,000 tons annually.
Okay. And is that, do you have plans to go beyond that then in some other area or expand the area or?
Well, I mean, as far as that goes, I would defer to Lynn on some of our expansion stuff that we do.
We do have land available that could potentially be used for expansion down the road. We're not
okay.
currently developing that. We've
okay.
just gotten this. It was our most arduous process ever, developing this particular expansion. So we're catching our breath a little bit, and we're good for some time before we need to go forward with the next one.
Okay, so 10 to 15 years from now, if nothing changes, you'll be done putting garbage there and you'll have it all sided over, or what's the plan then?